Environmental Analysis, Chapter 3, The Biblical Basis, Old Testament. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to identify Old Testament examples of environmental analysis. The Bible is filled with examples of environmental analysis. It is a record of man's environment on earth and his response to the influences of that environment. For example, the Bible analyzes the past, present, and future environments of man. It analyzes the spiritual condition of men and women apart from God and contrasts it with that of true believers. It also analyzes our spiritual enemies. In this and the following lesson, you will study biblical examples of environmental analysis. It is impossible to analyze every reference relating to the subject because there are so many. For this reason only, key passages have been selected as examples. Due to the study format used in this lesson, there is no key verse, self-test, or for further study in this section. Genesis chapters 1 and 2, God creates a perfect environment. Chapter 3, sin enters the environment. How was it affected? How did God analyze the spiritual condition of Adam and Eve after their sin? Chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. Note how the environment had changed from that described in Genesis 1 and 2. Chapters 6 and 7. God analyzes and deals with the wicked environment on earth. Chapter 11. Read the story of the Tower of Babel. Compare the analysis done by the people to that of God. Chapter 13, verses 6 through 13. Decisions determine destiny. Lot made a wrong choice based on an analysis of the environment done by natural reasoning instead of spiritual wisdom. Isaac. He was not limited by the challenges of his environment. See Genesis 24, verses 34 and 35, Genesis 25, 32, Genesis 26, 12 and 4, verses 12 through 14. Chapter 22. Abraham analyzed an impossible situation in the natural world and decided to take things in his own hands rather than wait for God's help. Chapters 37 to 48. By divine revelation, Joseph analyzed the present and future environments and saved an entire generation from famine. Exodus chapter 2. Moses' mother analyzed a dangerous environment and saved her son's life. Chapters 2 and 3. Moses analyzed his environment, responded wrongly, then fled to the desert. Chapter 6, verse 9. Note how the environment influenced the response of the Israelites to God's message. Chapters 7 through 13. If Pharaoh had correctly analyzed the environment, he would have recognized God's dealings with him and properly responded. Chapter 14. Analyzing the environment with natural reasoning, Israel was stranded. God intervened and they were saved. We cannot analyze situations on the basis of natural reasoning alone. Chapter 15, verses 22 through 27. Israel at the waters of Marah. What was their response to the environment? How was the environment used by God? Chapter 32. Aaron blames the people, his environment, for his sin. 18, verses 1 through 27. Jethro's analysis of the environment resulted in new organization. Leviticus. The book of Leviticus is a record of God's laws for his people. Many of the laws relate to the natural environment, i.e., dietary, health, and sanitation situations. Others relate to the political environment, i.e., how to handle disputes and problems. Others relate to the spiritual environment, i.e., God's plan for dealing with their sins. Numbers, chapters 13 and 14, a contrast of spiritual and natural analysis. 10 spies viewed the land through natural reasoning. 2 analyzed the situation through spiritual insight. Chapter 16, Cora analyzed the situation and made a bad decision. What was wrong with his analysis? Chapters 22 through 25. Read the story of Balak and Balaam. Balak's analysis resulted in his appeal to Balaam. Note, the book of Exodus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy relate events during the wandering of Israel in the wilderness after their refusal to enter the promised land because of fear and unbelief. Much can be learned by the way God's people analyzed and dealt with their environment during this 40-year journey. Deuteronomy chapters 1 through 4. These chapters present a historical review of Israel's wilderness journey. Note how the environment and their response to it affected their relationship with God. Chapter 6. How can a good and prosperous environment have a negative effect on your relationship with God? Joshua. Chapter 2. Environmental analysis done by two spies. Note how their analysis differed from that of the first spies in Numbers 13 and 14. Faith never minimizes the difficulties after analyzing them. Faith just sees them as being small in comparison to God's power. Chapter 7. Joshua was not alert to the spiritual environment and suffered defeat. Chapter 9. The results of analyzing in the natural senses without the counsel of God. Note verse 14. Note, environmental analysis is important throughout the book of Joshua in preparation for the various battles to possess the land. The battle plan was usually based on the result of analyzing the environment. This is true of many of the Old Testament battles. Can this be applied spiritually? Judges. The book of Judges is a historical record of kings who ruled God's people. Some kings were good and others were evil. The book also records the stories of godly judges who were raised up by God to deliver his people from bondage. The influence of godly and ungodly leadership on people and their environment is stressed. How God's people responded to these influences in their environment determined how God responded to them spiritually. Ruth. Read through this short book and note how Naomi analyzed her situation in discouragement, while Ruth responded in faith. Chapter 1. Note also how Naomi analyzed and responded to the situation with Boaz and his analysis of Ruth's situation. Boaz worked within the culture of his environment in redeeming Ruth. Chapter 4. 1 Samuel. Chapter 2, 11 through 3, 21. Eli did not properly analyze the spiritual condition of his own household. Chapter 15, verses 1 through 35. Saul analyzed on the basis of natural wisdom rather than God's commands. He lost the kingdom because of it. 2 Samuel, chapter 12. Powerful spiritual analysis by Nathan the prophet. It resulted in David repenting from sin. Chapters 13 through 19. The story of Absalom's rebellion. How was he influenced by his environment? Did David refuse to see the situation as it really was? 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 1 through 10 and verse 29. What was Solomon's natural environment like? Chapter 11, verses 1 through 43. How did the environment affect Solomon spiritually? 2 Kings. This book is a record of the various kings who ruled God's people. Note how the environment was affected by godly and evil leaders. How were the people affected? 1 and 2 Chronicles. The religious history of God's people is recorded in these books. As you read these books, observe how the environment was affected by spiritual and evil leaders. Ezra. Ezra analyzed the environment of Jerusalem and realized the need for rebuilding the temple. During the rebuilding, he encountered much opposition from those in his environment. With spiritual insight, he analyzed each situation and responded properly. Note especially his analysis and response to the sin of God's people in chapters 9 and 10. Nehemiah. Environmental analysis is stressed in this book, which concerns the rebuilding of the wall around Jerusalem by a man named Nehemiah. Especially note, in chapter 2, verses 11 through 20, his analysis of the situation in Jerusalem. Throughout the book, Nehemiah continues to analyze the environment and respond in faith towards the negative factors which could have hindered his work for the Lord. Esther, chapter 2. Mordecai's analysis of a situation resulted in Esther being in the right place to be used of God. Chapters 3 through 9. Esther analyzes his situation and formulates a plan to save an entire nation. Job. This book records the story of a righteous man named Job who was attacked by Satan physically, mentally, materially, socially, and spiritually. Job analyzes his own situation. His friends conduct improper analysis based on natural reasoning, and the book climaxes with God's analysis. Psalms, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. The environment of the godly man is analyzed. Chapter 3, verse 6. Do not fear forces in the environment. Chapter 11, verses 4 through 5. Chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. Chapter 17, verse 3. God analyzes all creation. Chapter 19, verses 12 and 14. Chapters 26, 51, 69, 40, verses 2 and 3, chapter 119, verse 59. David spent much time analyzing himself. These are just a few examples of many which are found in the Psalms. Chapter 78, chapters 105 through 107, analysis of the nation of Israel. Chapters 115, verses 4 through 8, chapters 135, verses 15 through 18, an analysis of false idols. Proverbs. Many passages in this book analyze and warn against the environment of the wicked. See chapters 1, verses 10 through 19, chapter 2, verses 10 through 22, chapter 4, verses 14 through 19, chapter 7, verses 6 through 27, chapter 9, verses 13 through 18, chapter 5, 14, 7. We should flee from some environments. Note especially chapter 5, verse 8. 6, verses 6 through 11. Study the environment of the ant and see what you can learn. 6, verses 27 through 28, chapter 22, verses 24 and 25. The environment, both natural and spiritual, affects us. Chapter 20, verse 4. Do not let your environmental analysis prevent you from doing your work. Chapter 21, verse 2. God analyzes our hearts. Chapter 21, verse 29, 4, verse 26. We are told to consider your ways and ponder the path of your feet. This is personal analysis. Chapter 24, verses 30 through 34. The field of the slothful is analyzed. Chapter 27, verse 23. Know the state of thy flocks means we are to be aware of those for whom we are responsible. Ecclesiastes. This book is an analysis of life under the sun on earth apart from God. The writer, Solomon, analyzes everything in the environment of the present world and finds it is all vanity. The conclusion of his analysis is given in Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13 and 14. Song of Solomon. This book shows the relationship between Christ and the church as illustrated by the marriage relationship. Note the personal analysis of the bride and bridegroom. Isaiah and Daniel. The books of Isaiah through Daniel are called major prophets. They contain lengthy prophecies given to various nations by prophets under the inspiration of God. Review these books and note the descriptions of the sinful environments in which the people of these nations lived. Note the prophecies of how God planned to deal with them because of these sinful environments. Are there things in the environment of these nations that you see evident in the world today? Note also the story of Daniel and his three friends in chapters 1 through 3 and chapter 6. They did not allow their sinful environments to affect their spiritual relationship with God. Hosea through Malachi. The books of Hosea through Malachi are called minor prophets because of their shorter length, not because their message is any less important. These prophets, under the inspiration of God, analyze the environment of various nations. Review these books, noting the descriptions of the sinful environment of these nations and how God planned to deal with them because of it. Are there things in the environment of these nations that you see evident in your world today? Note Amos 4, verses 6 through 13, which explains how God used the environment to deal with his own people. If they had properly analyzed their environment and repented, God would have responded in forgiveness and healing. Continue your study. This brief review of the Old Testament illustrates the importance of understanding and properly responding to the environment. God's people were defeated when they analyzed the environment with attitudes of fear and unbelief, or when they failed to analyze at all. God's people won great victories when they analyzed the environment with spiritual insight. God's people allowed their environments to influence them spiritually, both positively and negatively. God's people affected the environments in which they lived, worked, and ministered. God's people worked within the culture of their environment to accomplish God's plan. There are many other examples of environmental analysis in the Old Testament. Continue this study and expand this lesson with your own personal notes on this subject.